Can this thing be over soon? Who isn't asking that question? Of course, the answer is no, not until November 8th, Election Day, and probably well beyond that. This whole thing is more than the Trump circus. Hillary Clinton summed it up this week at a campaign stop in Florida. Quote, "We know who Donald Trump is," she said, in the wake of Ludegate. "The question is, who are we?" Indeed, that's why this thing will and must go on. Not the lewd part, but the part about who we are, how and why we are so divided. Clinton was referring, no doubt, to many things. One of these would be her earlier ill-chosen reference to the basket of deplorables, the haters who seem to hate a lot, particularly Hillary Clinton. She had a more immediate audience in mind, those voters who may sit it out or vote for one of the third-party candidates. The tide may be swinging in her direction, but every vote counts more this time than ever. Trump should be crushed at the polls. He had no right to offer himself, no right beyond the basic anyone is free to run in a democracy. Trump's sneering invective eclipses everything useful he might have said about policy. He has made it possible for Clinton to win, not on her considerable merits, but by default. We are said to be choosing between equally bad choices. Not so. It's a false equivalency, the political equivalent of trying to find a scientist who thinks climate change is a fraud. Bluster and studied ignorance limits critically important debate, undermines the value of a campaign, that interminable period when we think about critically important issues. We have too much tolerance for the power of money. We have blinked away outrage over the corrosive power of income inequality. Our major political parties have lost their way. I know. What are you going to do? Just the way it is? Not nearly enough. This thing we have needs work.